It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Clay Masters. A bill that would make big changes to Iowa's collective bargaining law for public employees is sailing through the legislature right now. There's a public hearing on it from the House at the Capitol tonight. IPR Statehouse correspondent Joyce Russell is here to bring us up to speed. Joyce, good morning.
Good morning.
So give us the basics. What do we need to know about the collective bargaining bill? It looks a lot like that 2011 Wisconsin law that brought lots of protests there.
Yeah, you're right. There are many similarities. Cutting back on collective bargaining rights for public workers is part of the GOP playbook really across the country. And one labor law expert commenting on Iowa's effort here says that it follows the Wisconsin model more than most. It prevents unions from negotiating for health benefits and a whole list of other benefits and workplace issues, but it also goes to the heart of union organizing. Unions would have to collect their own dues instead of doing that through payroll deduction. That is a big change. And the unions would have to repeatedly hold recertification votes on whether to dismantle as a union.
And Republicans are not just wholesale ripping out collective bargaining. Current law bars public employees from going on strike. Has this been talked about at all?
Right. That was part of the rationale for passing collective bargaining back in 1974. That workers were given collective bargaining rights in exchange for agreeing not to strike. And yes, of course, that's one reason for not, eliminating Chapter 20 altogether. And it is coming up in discussions that workers' rights are being reduced while keeping in place the ban on strikes by public workers. In one of the committees, there was talk about possible job actions to protest the bill, orchestrated calling in sick days, that kind of thing. And also there's talk in these of people who remember back to there was a very divisive teacher strike in Keokuk back in 1970, right before this Chapter 20 was approved.
Now, this also exempts public safety workers. We're hearing about that in these discussions. What is that all about?
Well, that was part of the Wisconsin law to exempt some workers from some provisions of the bill. The argument there is that police and firefighters are critical to public safety, so they deserve some special treatment or different treatment. Workers don't, on the whole, do not like that part of the bill. In a subcommittee where workers were able to come and talk about it, several, like there was a snowplow operator, there was an ambulance driver, they said, where work is critical to public safety too. Really, all the way down to social workers can make the argument that their work is critical to public safety. And they also argue that this is a way to divide the unions by setting out certain categories among the unions.
Changing topics here, have we heard anything new about how funding will work for that state-run family planning service that will take the place of Planned Parenthood?
Yeah, you're talking about the federally funded family planning network that included Planned Parenthood. It's going to end, and there's going to be a new state-run network that won't include abortion providers. And the answer to your question is no, we haven't heard very much about that. We haven't seen any legislation to put that state-run family planning network into place. Governor Branstad has said he wants to use other federal funds to pay for the new network. We haven't seen any details on that. In the meantime, the bill to eliminate the federal program has passed the Senate. It moves to the House this week with a subcommittee meeting this afternoon. I noticed that it's in one of the smaller committee rooms, but to be fair, there really are not any rooms in the State House that are big enough to accommodate the crowds that turn out for this on both sides of this issue.
And this week, collective bargaining is still going to be front and center. That's the topic today at River to River at noon. What do you hope to get out of this conversation?
Well, I'm sure we'll get some scathing comments from representatives of labor and their backers. We have on the program the head of AFSCME, the state's largest public employee group, Danny Homan. Danny Homan is not a shrinking violet. The head of the state's largest teachers union, Tammy Walrow, with the Iowa State Education Association. She's going to be with us. Also, lawmakers pro and con.
All right. What else are you watching?
Well, as you said, the collective bargaining bill is going to continue to take up a great deal of oxygen this week. It's available for debate in the full House and Senate, and we're expecting a long debate that could last days.
All right, Joyce, thank you.
Thank you.